listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Whitsunday police have issued a warning to residents to be cautious around shopping centre car parks and some businesses. The police have received multiple reports linked to the behaviour of a man allegedly approaching elderly or vulnerable shoppers and offering to fix vehicle windscreens. Police say it's reported the man can be very insistent and at times confrontational. The man is described as aged between 50 to 60, heavy build and short dark hair. Anyone who has concerns for their safety should contact police immediately. Relief. That's the response from Vinnies Queensland on a massive call from Canberra to renew more than $67 million of critical funding. The Equal Remuneration Order Supplementation for Homeless Services, which covers wage costs, was due to end in June. Vinnies Queensland CEO Kevin Mercer says they can now sustain current services.
Otherwise, we could be potentially facing some difficult decisions if we didn't have that additional funding there about how we would actually continue to manage and provide those services at the level we are.
Casual workers in the coal mining industry could soon have greater rights, including an easier transition to full or part-time employment. New federal legislation plans to lift a cap on long service leave earnings for casual workers who currently accrue leave based on a maximum of 35 hours of a work week. Employment Minister Tony Burke says he's also looking to close some loopholes later in the year, which are limiting casual workers' rights to request more stable employment. Taking a look at local sport, after some recent thrashings, we've finally seen some close games in the Whitsunday Men's Premier League Soccer. City Brothers put up a strong fight against Mackay Rangers, just missing out on a win in the 2-1 thriller. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.